This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
It's 20 past 11 on this Friday morning. You're listening to the Andy Knight Radio Show here on Vectis Radio. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined in the studio by Michael Ward. A very good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Andy.
Lovely to see you. Thank you so much for giving us your time. And you're in here to talk specifically, of course, about this Alzheimer's Memory Walk Isle of Wight happening on this very Sunday, this weekend. But tell us a little bit about the Alzheimer's Society here on the island. And also, perhaps you could explain a memory walk to us.
Yes, most certainly. The Alzheimer's Society really depends on the generosity of the public, really,
mm-hmm.
To provide for its services and research, and to actually campaign for people that have dementia.
It's obviously a big issue here on the island in particular because of our, the bias towards an ageing population that we have.
Well, I mean, you'd be surprised to know, actually on the island there are 2,658 sufferers.
Are they really?
And
that many?
Yeah, some of those are actually in their 40s.
So that's interesting. So the research is revealing, as you're just explaining to us there, Michael, that Alzheimer's is not as old in the older section of the population as we might imagine.
Most certainly not.
Mm.
No, on the island here we have a support group that's for early onset dementia,
mm-hmm.
One of which my partner is a member.
Okay.
And sort of there's quite a few that are, under 60 and some in their 40s.
So in their 40s, I have no idea. Yeah, that is very surprising indeed. And this idea of a memory walk, perhaps, as I say, you could explain what the purpose of this. Obviously, it's a fundraising activity, but a memory walk in the Alzheimer's Society is an important event for other reasons as well.
That's right. I mean, everybody is sort of walking for a reason.
Sure.
And across the country this time of year, the Alzheimer's Society have memory walks. For instance, there's a big one in Portsmouth tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to have memory walks on the island many years ago, and it sort of petered out.
So this is a sort of resurgence of the idea here on the island.
A resurgence, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've had sort of overwhelming support.
Wonderful.
I must admit, from sort of local businesses.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, I mean, if we can just give a few details about the walk itself, Michael, because, as you say, it's been supported wonderfully well and very widely by a huge number of island businesses, which we'll come to in a moment. But this is all happening this Sunday. The walk starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, I believe, from Putpool Park at the cafe there. Although things kick off a little earlier. I believe the Cloggies are going to be performing for you at 10 o'clock. Is that right?
Yes, we will have the Cloggies starting their routine at 10 o'clock.
Splendid. Excellent. So this walk, it's a fairly gentle stroll, but obviously you're looking for as many people as possible to take part. If I'm right in saying, it's about 3 miles right along the seafront from Putpool past Apley and to the boating lake in Ryde, and back again to Putpool Park for a cup of something warm when you get to the cafe there again.
That's correct. I mean, we picked the route actually because it's very pushchair, wheelchair, and
sort of family friendly altogether. Yeah,
That's right.
And dogs are welcome as well, I believe.
Dogs are welcome.
Splendid.
Yes.
So it's a fairly gentle stroll for a couple of hours or more along the seafront. There, a glorious setting for it, of course. And as you're just saying, that the walk itself is very flat, so wheelchair friendly and child friendly. So families and people with members of the family in wheelchairs are most welcome, of course, to come on that.
Yes, they are indeed. We do have some mobility bikes taking part as well tonight.
Oh, right. Oh, excellent. And what's the idea? How do people go about, can they just turn up to this at Putpool Park on Sunday morning, or do they have to register with you previously?
There's no registration.
Okay.
Quite a lot of people, including myself, are walking for sponsorship.
Now, I was going to say, now, if there is sponsorship involved, if you can get it, because it's all part of the fundraising, of course, for Isle of Wight Alzheimer's Society. So how do people go about doing that then, Michael, in terms of getting sponsorship? There's still time, I guess, for them to do so.
Time is a bit limited, but if you're sort of walking, family, friends, actually, if they want to support you, that's really good.
But I guess there will be collection buckets and so on as well, will there?
Yeah, we've organised sort of a big collection on the day. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we hope to make quite a lot of money from the raffle that we're actually holding.
Absolutely. So, now, this is brilliant. This is going back to what you were saying, and I mentioned a little earlier about the support you've had from Island Businesses. And you've got this raffle going on the day as well. And I have to say that it's some raffle. It really is. It's a really extensive list of prizes. Too many, really, to read out in full. But it includes meals for two, night stays for two, at various hotels, pubs, restaurants, and so on around the island. Just to mention a few here, the Dairyman's Daughter, the Woodman's Arms, the White Lion, the Ride Castle, the Three Boys Restaurant, and many, many others besides. So you really have garnered a huge amount of local support.
That's absolutely correct, yes. I mean, the support, as I say, has been sort of really overwhelming. So,
That's wonderful. So, yeah, obviously the raffle is one of the major components in terms of the fundraising on the day. But the walk itself, fingers crossed, of course, for the weather for you. I'm sure it'll be fine, whatever. But
it's looking good.
It's looking good at the moment. Fingers crossed at the moment. It's all you can do, but I'm sure it'll be absolutely fine. And I believe there will be things like Alzheimer's Society T-shirts and so on available to buy as well, should people wish to support in that way.
Yes, we have sold quite a few. There are a limited few actually still available, but but there'll be other items, wristbands and
So on. So there's various means that people can actually physically and monetarily support this very important, the whole thing, the whole issue, of course, with the Outside Simon Society, as you explained, on the island. But this walk is a major fundraiser for you, one of your major events during the year, really, now.
That's correct, yes. Hopefully it will be an annual event.
Well, that was my next question. I mean, presumably you're now looking to reinstate it in the calendar. As you say, there are these memory walks around this time of year going on right across the country. But for reasons, why has it fallen out of use, as it were, here on the island in recent times? That seems strange, because we have such a strong community feel here on the island that it seems odd that that has been just sort of faded away.
Yes, I mean, obviously, sort of Alzheimer's Society have their setups in Portsmouth, etc. And to actually sort of instigate, the memory walk on the island has been a bit difficult, I think. And the chappie that used to organise the memory walks and do everything sort of retired a few years back, and I think that's probably the reason.
Well, more power to you and, of course, your team. This is a team event that's been organised. It takes an awful lot of organisation, I'm well aware of that, so congratulations to
Thank you
on that. And as you say, let's hope it will become a really successful annual event for the Alzheimer's Society here on the island. There is, of course, a website, the Just Giving website, which people, if they want to make donations towards the Alzheimer's Society here on the island, may I just give that website address?
Of course you may.
It's all the w's.justgiving.com, the Just Giving website, and many of you will out there be familiar with, /fundraising/IW-memory-walk-2016. So /fundraising/IW-memory-walk-2016 if you wish to donate, if people who perhaps aren't able to get there on Sunday on the day. So a very pleasant stroll, a 2 hour or so stroll, very friendly for all the family, children, wheelchairs, and so on and so forth, and bring the dog along for the Sunday morning perambulation there. That should be great. And starting at Pupple Park Cafe, get there as early as possible. The Cloggy's performing at 10 o'clock, as you say, and bring plenty of change to drop into the buckets. Get sponsorship if you can, get it organised quickly. And the walk kicking off at 11 o'clock and up to through Apley again and up to the Boating Lake in Ryde, and then back to Pupple Park for a cuppa.
Yes, that's right. I mean, there is a short route which will take people to the Boating Lake, and then you can actually come back past the Boating Lake.
Oh, okay. So it's really not it's not a marathon. It's a stroll. It's not a race.
No, that's right. So the rest of us will be hopefully walking to LA Bowl and back.
Right. Okay.
And the short route for.
I see. So some people will choose to turn back at the boating lake, and some people will carry on to the LA Bowl and then turn around there.
That's correct.
So
yeah.
There are options for people who decide that their children may not make the full journey, as
it were. That's correct.
Superb. Yeah. All right, Michael, well, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about that. It's really, really important. And as you explained, the early onset Alzheimer's is something that we're only recently, I think, really becoming more and more aware of. And I don't know how many people, I certainly wasn't aware of how much that was an issue here on the island, as well as the older population. So we wish you the very best of luck and the greatest of success with this, the first of what we hope will be an annual event. So there you go, the Alzheimer's Memory Walk, Isle of Wight, on this coming Sunday. Get down to Putpool Park as early as you can. 10 o'clock for the cloggies, 11 o'clock to take the walk. Michael, thank you so much for coming in. Great pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much, Andy.
You're
thank
welcome. You. www.vectisradio.com.